maybe despise her. The golf and what the Bible says about women and the world, but God says change. Change, 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 change. Change, change, change. The Bible just says change. Change, change, change. The Bible just says change. These women thinking in church. The Bible just says
Monday evening, beautiful day here in the hills of Tennessee. Hope it's pleasant
and you're well where you're at. Got a great message for you. We're going to start a brand new series, How to Live Holy in an Unholy World. We're going to get right in it. And just like the brother says here, the Steve Winter Band, one of my favorite bands, by the way, they really take it to the devil. And that's what I like about people that really want to do battle with the devil. You know that holiness, the Bible said holiness is something that you know, if you ain't got it, you ain't gonna enter in. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of Yahweh, what is the good and acceptable and the perfect thing. Romans chapter 12, verse 2, where it says in verse 1, to present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto Yahweh. Have you ever wondered, and I know in this lukewarm age where that Christianity is really become a joke. It's a shame. Just like Brother Steve and the brother there in the van were indicating. You see, they just throw Yahweh's word out to the trash heap and let their tradition do their talking. But it's not easy to be what we call a Christian. It's not easy to be holy. Now, holy is not like putting on some kind of a priest garb and walking around like a Roman Catholic monk or a priest. Some of these people that claim to be holy, you know, they think it's the outward dressing up and stuff like this, and it's not. It's not. Some people want to dress a certain way. They want to look different from the world. Well, what is the world? Well, you know, I believe that if the Messiah appeared today in this generation, he'd probably wear a pair of blue jeans. I have no doubt about it. He just looked like one of the guys. Just 2,000 years ago, you know, he appeared, and they had to really kiss him to find out. I mean, he didn't dress any different. He was just like one of the boys. And he was common down at the local saloon. He'd stop in and have a beer with the boys, a glass of wine. And he became notorious for being called a wine bibber. Now, I'm not advocating this to say that that's holiness. I do believe that what people have accounted to be holiness, like the Messiah said, he said, they like to walk around in long robes, and they like to have the those little things that you wind around on your garments. They're called tellets that remind you to keep the law. Now, I don't have anything against anybody doing that, because I really believe that we should keep the law, and I really believe that we should live holy. But I'm gonna show you what the brand of holiness means. It doesn't mean, see, holiness is right out of the heart. Holiness is something that that the joy and the blessings of Yahweh is always keeping you in line with the word. You know, if you go down to the bar and you meet a guy down there and he's asking you about the word, what you think about it, and if you say you believe it, if you can read it, and he reads it, and you say, well, I believe that. Well, it's a lot different, you know, than somebody going to the church and saying, well, it don't really mean that. When you get up and read the scriptures of holiness. Now, if you really believe in holiness, you're sort of like the incredible salmon. If you know the nature of a salmon and their existence on earth is short, and the Bible says a man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. The life of a salmon is very interesting if you just they begin to go into the sea. But once they reach maturity, they have an absolute resolve to go back to their spawning ground, hundreds or thousands of miles away. The trip back to their spawning grounds is almost an impossible task. Now, you know what the Bible says about a holy person? It says if you put your hands to the plow and look back, you got to spawn. You got to swim up the stream. You see, a salmon, when he goes, he has to go back to the headwaters. Let's go to Alaska. You ever seen a picture of a bear sitting up at the waterfalls and places where the salmon have to traverse, and they have to maneuver through the falls and man-made obstacles and nature's obstacles? Well, you're going to have a lot of obstacles and dangers and traps to overcome, because you're going to be swimming against the current. And that's what wholeness is. You, with your ability. Now, it's easy to go to your local church and go to the Sunday school class and check in on Sunday or Saturday, if that's your choice, and you only got two choices in the weekly world system. They'd completely deny the lunar Sabbath. Do you know that the lunar Sabbath is it presents a situation for you that you have to be able to spawn, or to be able to be participant in the true Sabbath. You've got to cross the deserts if you're in a desert area, or you've got to swim through the swift waters, and you've got to go against the headwinds and the things of this nature, just to get back to the fruitful grounds of participation. And through the dangers and the traps and obstacles, and swimming against all insurmountable odds to keep the Sabbath. That's what it's all about, is that you have purpose in your life, that you're not going to be like the world. Now, the world is the system that is designed to prevent, through its obstacles and its traps and its dangers, it is, as you're a salmon, if you want to swim to the headwaters of keeping the true Sabbath, you've got to swim upstream. You've got to go against the grain. You don't go with the flow. You don't run with the herd or the pack. And you can't love Yahweh and love the world. He that loveth the world can't be holy. The Bible said, he that loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So you've got to learn that holiness is being completely opposite of the world. Now, the world's got its ways, the world's got its traditions, and the world's got its seam rights. But if you want to overcome by swimming against the overbearing current of the river, many of the salmon die going back to their grounds. Bears and birds and prey and man, they know the nature of the spawning salmon, and they're there to catch them and to eat them. Some of them hit the rocks, and some of them they never get up the stream. They never get back into the spawning grounds. You know, Christians sometimes just go through the motions, but they never spawn. They never produce. A tree is known by its fruit, and if a tree never produces fruit, good fruit. Now, I'm talking about the fruit of holiness. Then you're not gonna amount to anything. You're gonna be a castaway, and the incredible obstacles that you've got to overcome in life as a holiness man. Now, when you're as a child, you thought as a child, and you spake as a child, and when you become a man, you put away foolish things, and you quit going down up to the Sunday school class and listen to Sister Sally. Sister Sally is just giving a quarterly, and she's gonna spawn in the breeding grounds of tradition. And she's gonna teach you things against tradition. She's never been down to the local bar. She don't know what it is to be an alcoholic or a former alcoholic and have to give up those things.
She don't know what it is to have a gambling habit and have to get rid of that. And she don't know what it is to have a lustful spirit in her mind. See, she's just a creature comforts of the church, the stained glass windows and the traditions. And she's teaching the little children Halloween's coming up now. We got to keep Halloween. Well, now they're going to start emphasizing on Christmas tradition. You'll be going to the church now, and you'll see them decorated in the trees and the lights and the bulbs. And Jeremiah 1 and 10, if you want to be holy, let's go back to Jeremiah 1 and read exactly what it says. It says, do not... This is like shame, 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 shame. Just like Steve Winter and the band here is singing, shame, shame, shame on you people claiming that you love Yahweh. And when the Bible is against these traditions, it's like the salmon swimming upstream. You see, the world loves tradition. The world loves its own. And if you're of the world, the love of the Father's not in you, so you got to be holy. Holy is not... Well, I belong to this church, and I belong to that church, or I wear this garment. This sets me aside. You know, some people wear tassels. And, you know, the Bible says, it did not round the corner she appeared. If you meet somebody that claims to be a Jew, he's a true Jew, he's gonna remember that scripture in Leviticus where it says not to mar the corners of your beard, and they let these little twist things. A man almost looks like a woman. He's not to cut his hair around there. It's to let it grow around his ears. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's a shame for a woman to have short hair. But it's also a shame for a man to have longer. Now, how are you going to get around the dilemma of not marring the corners of your beard? Most of you don't even have one to start with. But if you go back even into the Civil War, a man of that day had a beard. A beard is something that is treasured with those that know the worth of their salt. I'm not saying that every clean-shaved man don't love Yahweh. I'm not saying that. Just like I don't believe that every bobbed, short-haired woman don't love Yahweh. You can't measure holiness in those things, although it's a guidepost, because the Word says it's a shame for a woman to speak in church. If she wants to get up and take the Bible and preach a lesson or teach a lesson, and he said, I suffer not a woman to teach. See, shame, shame, shame. Is that holiness to go against his Word? I don't think so. Now, the Bible said to search the Scriptures because something may appear to you to look right. And the salmon swimming upstream in their swimming grounds is like the Christian trying to live holy lives in an unholy world. It's hard for a Christian to make it in this day and time. This is what I'm trying to say. It's hard for you to swim upstream against the stream of humanity and their tradition and the way that they've figured it out, how to serve God. They've made these nice little churches. And you can go down and you can pursue their traditions. But let me tell you something. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, we are told in Hebrews chapter 12 that Yahweh desires us to pursue holiness at all cost, because without holiness, now I'm going to repeat this, without holiness we shall not see Yahweh. Now what's that mean? It says every eye's going to see him, even they which pierced him, they're going to see him. So it's not meaning that they're not going to have to face their actions. Holiness, you're not going to get the inside information. You're not going to get Yahweh's ways. Yahweh's ways are not your ways. And Yahweh surely is holy, because he says so in many of the scriptures. He said, be ye holy, for I'm holy, as it says here. And therefore, the first thing of our strategy that we want to incorporate here, and I'm going to give you about 14 or 15 items of how to live holy. The first order, submit yourself to every ordinance that Yahweh has got for you, to love him and to keep his commandments and his ordinances. That's how you know it. Now the sign of the surrender of those things, baptism in the name of Yahweh, not the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, or Jesus' name. That's not the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. So you've got to have a strategy. You for winning, like the salmon, if he'd sit down and figure the obstacles, he'd never start the journey because he'd say, I can't make it. But did you know incredible as it is, and the odds that only a few percentage of salmons get there, like it says, straight is a way and narrow is a gate, and a few there be that find it. Did you know that only a few people are going to be able to swim? Now, a lot of people start out good. Oh, man, they're on fire. Hey, bless God. But something comes along that fends them. They get lukewarm, they get disillusioned, and they get separated. Get away from the fire. You've got to be around a Holy Ghost preacher. You've got to be around somebody that's going to teach you holiness. You're going to have to be a man. You see, one of the things of our people, they have been so Christianized that they're not told that they're going to have to swim upstream and go against the grain. They're going to have to hate father, mother, land, housewife, children, whatever, and go against all that nature, because, see, it's nature. Oh, he loves his family so much. And, oh, his mama's so crazy about him, and he's crazy about daddy, and daddy's going to leave him the farm and everything. That's worldly carnality of flesh. Spiritual people have no agenda in the world. They don't love the world. They don't want the world. And I don't care, as long as you are trying to spawn the results of your fruit in waters that are heavenly and holy. You've got to swim like everything. You've got to pray without ceasing. You've got to turn against mama. Got to turn against dad. You've got to turn against property. You've got to turn against wife, children, and yea, even in your own life. And you've got to have a strategy for holiness in your life. And you need a good strategy when you have these battle plans drawn up. You've got to stick with them, because he that puts his hands to the plow must make sense.
I tell you, I tried it. I heard Pastor Buddy preaching, I had to give up this and give up that.
You don't have to give up nothing but your own life. You see, a dead man doesn't know about these things. It don't even hurt him. You see, that salmon that's already dead in his own mind, he's not figuring that he can't get there. The something that's bred into his genetics. Yahweh said, my sheep will hear my voice. And they will follow me. I don't care what kind of genetic trail that Yahweh has designed in your life for you to lay out a strategy to press toward the mark and the high calling. Don't give up. Don't turn back. Don't look back. Don't run with people, these little wishy-washy men. I'm so disappointed. And yet I'm so elated with the men that will stand up and be counted. You don't have to, well, I don't know, maybe his wife said something to him, and, he's acting awful strange. He's all hooked up and slipping around like he's scared to death. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that fear has torment, and Yahweh ain't got none of them that are thinking about the cost of looking back? That's an insult to the Holy Ghost for you to put your hands to the plow and look back. If you're not willing to swim toward those waters, those swift waters, where you can spawn in subjective action. You see, faith is action. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, and you've got to have the faith that you're going to make it back to the spawning ground of heaven, and that you're going to be an overcomer, and you're going to press toward the mark, and you can't do that without you're committed. Number two, every day you've got to commit yourself to put the flesh to death. You say, now, you know, it's easy to tell somebody else off. It's easy to tell somebody else you're through with them. It's easy to tell somebody else that you're over them. It's easy to tell somebody else you're going to put Yahweh first. But what about yourself? Paul said, I'm a castaway if I don't practice what I've taught. If you're going to let a little 90-pound wonder jerk you around like you're on a hot dog string, and he's got you on a stick, and they're roasting your weenie over the fire. Bless God, let me tell you something, lady dear. A man will not surrender his manhood to a woman. And a man will never give his life up for a piece of bread or some kind of a prestige or somebody to stand close to him and or this or that or be friends with the world. He that is a friend to the world is an enemy to Yahweh. And if you're around men, let them stand up and take account and raise the cup and walk according to the dictations of the statutes and commandments of Yahweh. Hear, O Israel, love Yahweh with all of your heart. Commit yourself to put the flesh to death. Count yourself to be truly dead to sin. Be alive in Yahweh through the Messiah. And resist sin. Do not let sin reign in your mortal bodies, as it said in Romans 6 and 11. Do not. Because you see, a little leaven will leaven the whole lump. If you're not fully dedicated, when you run in the circle of men, they'll know real quick. Your fruits will tell you. If you got to run to mama and give her permission before you can do something, if you got to say, well, I don't know if I can go or not. Where is it in the scriptures where it said, when he said go and I'll go with you, that you have to consult somebody to go? As for me and my house, David said, I'm going to serve Yahweh. Well, it ought to be a foregone conclusion that the devil can't come in there. And if he can hinder you, you believe one thing. If he can work through your wife, you believe your wife is going to have the devil working through her to hinder you. Well, I'll just go ahead and whoop my wife. And I'll beat the hell out of her, and I'll just go do what I want to do. No, that's not Yahweh. You don't have to mistreat your wife. All your wife is looking for is to see you have a plan of action and be dedicated and commit yourself and yield to Yahweh's power and the Holy Ghost. She knows if you've got the Holy Ghost in you. She knows if you're serious. When you see a man and tears drip off of his face when something is not going right and he's got to get on his knees and you see him push his plate back and you see him walk the world around and you see him pray and fast and plead and cry and holler for Yahweh. You gotta decide every day to pray lest you enter into temptation to live holy. And the closer you get, the more unholy the temptations will become. I'm gonna repeat that. The closer in holiness you get, the more of unholy thoughts will enter your mind. This is the battle of the flesh. You gotta kill that man. That flesh man has got to die. You gotta consider yourself put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Now the Spirit is awesome. The Spirit will say to you, you need to pray today. You need to consecrate yourself. You want to be holy? Holiness now. Well, I went to church yesterday and I'm holy. Yeah, I live a holy life, Pastor Ben. They don't even know what holiness is. Would you follow the Messiah? What about when they said, we're going to kill that rascal? He's preaching insurrection and he's preaching against the Sanhedrin, the house of Israel. You know our fathers can't go along with that. You know that when he spoke the name of Yahweh, just when he spoke to it, we got people that are so ashamed of the name and yet they're baptized in it that they won't even witness for it, let alone be a light. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said if you're ashamed of him, see, that ain't holiness. You know, when they get in church, oh boy, they'll style and profile, and you'll see them shout and run the aisles and swing on the rafters. As soon as they put their pull off their priestly garments of holiness inside the church, they walk out, and you can't tell them from the world. On Monday morning, they're telling jokes. They're laughing and cutting up, and they forgot what manner of man they are, and nobody that looks at them would recognize them as someone that's got the power that was once delivered to the saints. Give your heart every day to prayer. Make a covenant with Yahweh. Job said, I will make a covenant with my own eyes before Yahweh. Job chapter 31, verse 1. I will make a covenant. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't agree with Yahweh's covenant, it don't matter how many you make with him, if your covenant don't match his covenant, you ain't going to serve him no way. If you've got your way and Yahweh's got his way, which one do you have to submit to? Submit yourself. Number four, guard your heart. Now, what do I mean by that? Be aware that when temptations come, that you know where your weak points are. Flee, oh man of God. Flee things that are to beset you. Follow after righteousness. Godliness. What's godliness? Being like Yahweh. Would you have followed him around? We say, I wouldn't want to went in there at that bar and have had a little glass of wine with him and congregate with the sinners and the publicans. Because I've got a seat up here at the church on Sunday when the Jewish thinking it's on Saturday. Both of those are incorrect. You can give all your goods to feed the poor, and if you ain't got the truth of charity, you know what charity is? It rejoices in the truth. And the truth is that the Sabbath is not on Saturday and Sunday. The Sabbath is by the lunar covenant that Yahweh made in the heavens and hung it up there for a sign and give you the heart to guard the truth of Yahweh, to stand for it. And when the Sabbath comes, which just ended today, by the way, you say, the Sabbath was on Monday, Pastor, but yep, November, on Monday the 2nd. Was a Sabbath. It just ended here at sundown. Next Monday, we're going to have another Sabbath. That'll be the first quarter, and the full moon is going to be on the third Monday. Oh, my. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I just don't believe I could follow that because I can't do that. I can't follow. You're like the salmon that can't spawn in the waters of your own heart and desires. You know it's right. We've offered to debate people on this subject when they want to say, well, the seventh day's on Saturday. Glory to God. Or, well, I believe that Jesus changed the Sabbath for the first day of the week. Well, you can believe a lie and you can be damned, but you can't prove that. That's out of the 21st chapter, 23rd chapter of your own imagination. It ain't going to happen. Be conscious. Submit yourself to Yahweh. Do not sugarcoat or justify other people's traditions or ignorance of the word. Rebuke them that they could be sound in the faith. And if you're a man and your word is your bond, stand on it. I made up my mind a long time ago. I've had knives pulled on me. I've had guns pulled on me. And I kept on preaching Yahweh. I've had people come in the church house and say, you better not go out. They got a gun. I've seen the fellows out there, but he's mad. He's going to kill you just as sure as you walk out the door. I said, just as soon as this service over, I'll be walking out. He'll get his chance. I'm not willing to suffer. Paul said, I'm ready to die. Flee, flee. Oh, man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're living right and you're preaching the word and somebody gets mad at you or somebody tells a lie on you, you think you should give up and quit? That's when I dig in. That's when I put my spurs to the horse of salvation and say, giddy up. Shame, shame, shame on them that will not live up and make a standard of holiness and be men and women and quiet themselves and quit this bickering and fighting and arguing and gossiping and just like silly women. And this is no reflection to you sisters that are not silly, because there's a bunch of silly, weak women. And I ain't talking about women. I'm talking about men that try to act like women. All they need is put on a dress. Most of them try to wear some kind of a garb into the church, and they'll claim it holy, and then they'll mix with everything like a bunch of snakes when the service comes up. Oh, they want to be holy. Yeah, they'll teach them all of the truth, but well, they can't have it all. That's what the Messiah said when he began to preach the whole truth and said, this message is only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and you've got to identify who Israel is when you find it out. Then you try to justify and say, well, I can have these servants over here, and yeah, I know they're not Israelites, but God gave me he didn't say for you to eat and drink with them. He didn't say for you to fellowship with them. He didn't ask you to promise them any salvation. That's the problem, you see. Follow after righteousness, godliness and faith, love, patience, and meekness. What's meekness? You say, well, that's what you ain't got, Lord of God. I want you to turn back over to the 13th chapter of Nehemiah and the 9th chapter of the book of Ezra and ask me if you think that was meekness with them two preachers. I mean, they curse like wheel horses. They kicked and they pulled out hair and they punched and they spit. But when it came time for the meekness to show itself, they were so ashamed of the acts of their weak brothers who had left holiness and the standard that they was ashamed to even look up to the meekness in their heart to have to answer to what their brothers and sisters had done. If the salmon stops swimming, you know, he that puts his hands to plow and looks back, like I said, the salmon, if he stopped midway, if he stopped when he know the bear was up in the stream, you can see the salmon, man, they'll keep jumping. Yeah, the bear might get one or two, but he can only eat so many. And they know some of them's going to get through, and they can put enough eggs up in the spawning ground that you cannot defeat this. It's higher than you can ever jump over. It's wider than you can ever get across. It's deeper than you'll ever understand. And you've got to press toward the mark and the high calling. You can't quit. You can't look back. You can't give up. You've got to guard your heart and be aware of temptations and the works of the devil. He'll work in anything that'll let him. And I guarantee you, when you would do good. See, I've seen times when we almost had it. It was right in our grasp. And the devil stole it. The devil defeated it. You know what? Yahweh don't want you to listen to the devil. He wants you to guard your heart and be aware of the temptations. But he don't want you to look back like a salmon. He ain't gonna stop swimming. He's not gonna quit swimming because he's not going with the current. He's going against it. If you let your guard down, you're going to fail, and you ain't going to get to the spawning ground of salvation, and you ain't going to bring no fruit. And when Yahweh walks by your tree, it's going to be deader than last year's bird's nest, and he's going to say, what's the problem here? Well, Lord, I just couldn't make it. The old lady, you know, she didn't really want to go along with this no way, or, I just had so many debts, and I couldn't give up. I couldn't give up my Sunday and my Saturday traditions. I couldn't give up Easter, Lord. I couldn't give up Halloween. I couldn't give up Christmas. I couldn't give up the Easter bunnies and the little rabbits. It's all for the children. You piece of unfit flesh. That is rotted out, and even I hate the garments spotted by the flesh spotted by your garments. That's how much I detest you. That's how much I despise the works of sin in someone that won't measure up to the standard of holiness. I tell you what, I am so blessed to have in my midst sisters that are holy, sisters that are powerful, sisters that are spiritual and are always encouraging their husbands to press toward the mark, drive that other extra mile and send that other tithe in, and let's carry on, let's get us a place that we can fellowship and worship. Just about the time that you see the success is right where you can reach it, the devil come in and work through the weakest link, and he will turn the salmon back from spawning in the spawning ground. And you don't give much credence to the fruit. There is no fruit. You see, the apostles, when they sold everything, they came together. That was the That was the salmon spirit of spawning. They give up everything. They didn't have anything. Peter, even when he had everything handed to him and laid at his feet, he said, silver and gold, 11. And see, he didn't value silver and gold. You know what silver and gold's good for? To be cast in the street and trampled on by the wicked and pursued by those who are trying to get rich. I'd rather be a poor man with a few men and women around me in holiness, and I ain't talking about garb, what you can put on. Big show in the fire, show in the flesh. I'm talking about the nitty gritty down to if you want to curse, Job cursed the day he was born, but they weren't a greater man on the planet. Ezra cursed when he seen the sins of his people. He cursed them to the highest heaven. But I guarantee he had a sense of holiness and meekness and humbleness about him. Your religious life don't come from religious rules. When a person loves Yahweh and the heart is there, he pours out his love and his favor. You'll know him by his fruit. But if you're just one of those Sunday, those fair weather Christians, you can only worship when it's fair weather, when there ain't no battle, when there ain't no fight. You say, well, there's just so much confusion around, I just don't know what to do. Well, why don't you go pull yourself into a hole and disappear like some monk behind some wall and monastery and sit there in sackcloth and ashes until you get enough grit and intestinal fortitude to come out and knock the walls down and come out of there kicking like the salmon swimming up the stream and manufacture some food in your life and tell your brother and sister you're in there for the count. Anyone. The Bible says it has that spawning ability as a new creature. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. He's not merely joined the church just so he can be religious. He don't sing in the choir so he can put a robe on. The only time I put a robe on is when I stand in the holy circle. I put my headband on the top of my head, and I know that I'm a high priest. When I step inside the salted circle, you say, oh, God, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't want nobody to know I even done that. I've had people that is literally scared to death of stepping over a circle that's salted with salt. Because some tradition, they say, well, that's the devil. Don't the devil do that? Did you know the people, the Bible said that the children of darkness is wiser than the children of light, and the children of darkness has stole that which is good away from, yes, that's what the devil come for. Ladies and gentlemen, John 3:3. You gotta be born from above. And when you're born from above, you know the spawning ground, and you're going to press toward that mark, and you're going to get back there, and you're going to see the big picture, and you're going to say, I don't care, devil. If you're in my way, you better get out of my way. He can't put enough bears. He can't put enough boo-boos or hoo-hoos or what-whats. He can't put enough of the obstacles that he's got every trick in his bag. Paul said, I'm not ignorant of his devices. And if you study the Bible, some people say, I'm a devil chasing one, God apostolic. Oh, boy, God, you better get out of my way, devil. And you say, what's the First Commandment, brother? Let me see now. The preacher just preached on that the other day. I think I can remember this thing now. Where is that scripture? You know what the Bible said? I'm so proud of my brothers and sisters that I run. The herd that I run in ain't like the herd that goes with the flow. We're not down in those easy waters of tradition. We're going against the grain. We're fighting a good fight of faith. We're laying hold on the eternal life. We're pressing toward the mark and the high calling. We have settled it in our mind. We're going back to the spawning grounds like the salmon, and we're going to bring fruit. Some a hundredfold. Some 60-fold, some 30-fold, 30, 60, and 90. It's a combination of the sacred numbers of our heart, I've been wired up genetically, called from my mother's womb to press toward a mark and a high calling, and I can't turn around. I want to make it up the stream. I want to overcome every obstacle. I'm going to run the race with patience, and I'm going to wear the crown of those that love Yahweh and put on holiness without which no man shall see him. I ain't talking about when you stand before him that day and hear him say, get your butt out of here. You want to talk about a high priest kicked off? You think he's going to sit up there and say, oh, let's have a little meek, sweet Jesus. Glory to God. He's just going to love everybody. And we're all one big old happy family. That ain't what the book says. Shame, shame, shame. You know what the book says? Bring them unbelieving, worthless salmon that would not spawn and go against the grain of tradition. Bring them here and slay them before me. You say, oh, Pastor Bunny, you just scared the living tar out of me. I didn't know that we had to be sincere. I didn't know we had to press toward the mark. I didn't know we had to keep the faith. I didn't know that if it was a Judas that we'd be tested and tried. Well, you can bet one thing. The devil's always present where something good's going on, and he'll show himself. I don't care how many feathers, eagle feathers, he's growed. If you pluck them out through his deeds and his actions and put him in a spawning ground, you'll see that he can't bring no fruit. He's like the Judas. He goes to church. He lets someone see him. He's never wanting to give. He's never wanting to put his shoulder to the wheel. He's never wanting to press. He's always wanting to get more money. He's the money bagger. He wants to be around where the treasures is. Just give me the money. Let me carry it around. I'll take care of this group here. Boy, I'm telling you, when Yahweh pours his love out on you and makes you a true salmon, and you've got genetic instinct, I don't care what still waters that you swim in, eventually you're going to get a haunting migration by the nature of the Holy Ghost, and it's going to draw you upward and against the grain, and it's going to make it hard on you, but I don't care how hard the commandments are, you're going to say it's for me and my house. I love Yahweh, and I'm going to press toward the mark. You know what holiness is? Absence of sin. You know what sin is? Transgression of law. If you don't love your brother, you've transgressed. If you don't love your brother whom you have seen, how in the world are you going to love Yahweh whom you've not seen? Oh, but I don't care what happens to him, glory to God. It's just me and my house. No, it ain't, brother. You're spawning in still water. You're down there on Easy Street taking it like you want it, but that's not the way it is. Holiness is wholeness. Holiness is holiness. And I'm not talking H-O-L-I-N-E-S-S. I'm talking about W-H-O-L-E-N-S-S. Holiness. Your whole mind, your whole body, your whole strength. It's in Yahweh. The genetic instincts in you is to produce the fruit, and to do so, you got to go against the grain. That's what wholeness is all about, ladies and gentlemen. It's not putting on priestly garments. It's set apart. You know what the set apart people are? Listen to me as I read, and I got to close out. My time has come. How lovely, O Yahweh, is your dwelling place. O mighty one Yahweh, my soul yearns, it even fants, for the courts of Yahweh. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Better it is to spend one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Psalms 84, 1, 2, and 10. Better is one day in your presence. If I can just swim back to your presence, Yahweh, Yeah, but your wife don't want you to do it, Pastor. Well, if I could get around that pretty woman up there in the stream of life, or that good looking man that I just swim and moon and I just fall to pieces when I see him. Ladies and gentlemen, they face anything that is set as an obstacle course, it's your weaknesses. And the Bible said, crucify your flesh and the lust thereof. I will not be defeated. I will not turn back. Paul said, I'm not willing to suffer. I'm ready to die. I'm ready for the prize. And I've got to swim the stream and spawn and bring forth fruit. You know, the fruit inspector's coming back, don't you? Did you know that he'd give you a gift, a measure of responsibility? And he's going to demand that you put your money to the money changers. He's talking about spirituality. Aspects of wholeness, absence of sin, spiritual wholeness, and being set apart. Set apart to do the work of Yahweh. That's not going down to the local church and getting up in the choir and singing, or putting on your priestly garments and wearing your tassels to show outwardly that you got the Holy Ghost. I know if you got the Holy Ghost by talking to you 5 minutes out of the abundance of your heart. It's not what you got hanging on you. It's what comes out of your mouth. And if you ain't a salmon, I'll recognize it real quick. If you ain't ready to swim and spawn and go into the rough water and against the grain, go against your own. It's not easy to keep Yahweh's commandments. It's a hard saying, and who can hear it? But he knew the salmon would instinctively get it done. Will I find faith on earth when I come back? Holiness is a set apart. And the conclusion of the matter, here's what it said. Let us fear God, and let us keep his commandments. You are the light of the world, but if the light has gone out, who's going to see it? You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its saltness, what do you fit for? You just want to hang out and make out in the world? I've seen people say, I just can't do it. I tried it, and I backslid, and I couldn't make it. Boy, all that fighting and stuff, and I couldn't stand it, and it just bothered my nerves. Bless God, if you ain't ready for a good old-fashioned Donnybrook, don't get in this business. If you don't come with your armor on, don't get in this business. If you want to be full of bickering and backbiting and sowing discord, I know what kind of a fish you are. You're a bottom feeder. You're one of them mucker tuckers, suckers. You ain't one of those game that's up there going against the grain, going against the world. You're keeping the faith. You're walking in water. I know that Yahweh has passed my spirit from death to life because I love my brethren. If you get on my brethren that I have to defend, or my sisters that have walked upright and proven themselves, you better not come around and run your mouth about them. I'll get right down your windpipe. I'll get your whiskers. I'll do like the brethren. I'll take you by the beard. And I'll get to the bottom of what you're made out of, and I'll finally find out you ain't no top water. You ain't no salmon. You ain't wanting to spawn in the love of Yahweh, because the Bible said if you love your brother, you're guarding him. You're holding him up. He may not be able to make it all the way up the stream, but bless God, if you make it, he'll make it, because you're going to be pulling him along. You're going to be helping him, and you're going to stand in the gap, and you're going to make up the hedge, and you're going to mount up with the wings of an eagle, and you're going to press toward the mark and the high calling. And oh, how you're going to have the love of Yahweh in your heart. You're going to know, ladies and gentlemen, that you pass from death unto life. You're going to know, ladies and gentlemen, that you've got the Spirit of the Holy Ghost when you know that you've passed from death unto life because that you love your brother. I got to get off here. My time is coming down. If you'd like to call me tonight,
I'm sponsored by Dr. Gary. Oh, here's the little sheepy. Sheepy. You're a lamb, and you're in the hands of the mighty one. You're that salmon that's swimming upstream tonight. And if you'd like to swim upstream with the house of Yahweh, call Pastor Buddy. If you want to press toward the mark and a high calling, if you want to make the grade, if you want to bring forth fruit, let's get in the stream and go against the grain. Yahweh loves you tonight, and so do I. Write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now, that's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to call me, area code 423-626-2172. Sponsored, like I said, tonight by Dr. Gary. His number is 1-877-289-7439. He's a salmon. He's going against the grain. He's hated and despised of his family just like I am, and probably like you are if you're a salmon. You see, you've got genetic instincts. I don't care if you're not even close to the pool of fish, if you're not in the herd with the lambs. Bless God, you're out there alone. You've got homing instincts. You want to go home to Yahweh. You've got to get against the grain to do it. I'm sponsored by Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Brother Paul, a good friend in Michigan, STEMTECH 1-800-253-2748. And, of course, my hands are being held up tonight and gives me an opportunity to preach the gospel by the tithes and love offerings of them that love me. They're men and women that are true blue. They're swimming up the stream, and they're fighting a good fight of faith, and they're holding on to Yahweh, and they're pressing toward the mark and the high calling, which is in the King. I love you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you know that the time has come that we're going to have to be about our Father's business? I'll see you tomorrow night at 11 Eastern Standard Time. Bye-bye.